Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe,
and I'm Sue Bird, and you are now listening to the latest episode of
A Touch More.
We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show.
Hey everybody.
We made it.
Another week.
We made it.
Another week.
Welcome we to what are we calling it? 70s night.
Yeah, 70s rock night.
70s rock haircut tie-dye. Get your big glasses. Pull your hair out.
Let's go.
If I'm doing it,
y'all, you can let your hair out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
So obviously you know why we're here, you know what we're doing. Yeah, we're jamming some 70s.
Yeah, we are.
We're bringing in a professional hairstylist, and we're cutting this mop, not this mop.
No, this mop.
This? See this sideburn that's running down to my jawline? We're cutting it off.
We're cutting that.
So yeah, so you want to do a quick Hunger Not Impossible? Hunger Not Impossible, still happening. You guys know the drill. We have raised over 26,000 donated meals thus far. For families and kids in need, amazing. Boom. Get your shirts.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot. Get your shirts. All the proceeds, 100% of it is going to Hunger Not Impossible. They've been doing such an incredible job and getting feedback, and they're so thankful for everybody who's donated and bought shirts and just donated directly to Hunger Not Impossible, as are we. So let's keep that going. 26,000 meals. So far. So let's just keep that going. Food insecurity is still very much alive and well, unfortunately. Should we just get right into it? Just Bicker of the Week or what?
Oh, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
And I think this is where you're going to surprise me. Is that what?
I have a small bicker. Sue and I work out together. And I'm going to preface, I'm going to be very honest and transparent. Sue organizes pretty much all the workouts. Like, we have a trainer that sends it to us. Sue does everything, as you all know.
I'm scared to say that out loud.
Sue's anal.
Someone's gonna run with it.
Yeah. Real mature. Sue's anal. But she is. And so I fully understand that she does workouts and whatever. We just want to get there. The amount of times that you just start without me, I'm putting my pods in, I'm waiting for the Bluetooth, I'm getting my heart rate strap on, I'm pressing my watch. My heart rate strap. You're up the hill running already today. I was like, you know what?
Well,
fine.
You're right. I did start without you because you weren't ready. But we can't run that one together anyways.
I would like to.
We can.
I know. We would have to stagger, but still.
You mean one of us would have to go first?
You walking away from the car when I'm not ready? I don't like it. Okay. It's going to seem minor in comparison to her bigger.
So my bicker of the week.
Baby did a bad thing.
Is,
all right.
Given Mother's Day last week.
Are you just trying to like take away from what's about to happen?
Probably.
Because you're really distracting.
I'm trying to deflect.
So went into storage to get.
Okay, here.
Yeah,
she's already.
Okay. Went into storage to like look through stuff, get pictures, yada, yada, yada. Found like all kinds of art projects from when I was a kid.
And amazing, actually.
They're pretty
Shout
funny.
Out Nancy Bird. Like,
yeah,
she saved everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, saved everything.
I thought
you were going to say shout out Nancy Bird for doing them, which she probably did.
Well,
so anyways,
yeah,
so there's this one where I don't know what's happening, but it's somewhat of like a self-portrait of who knows what's happening. There's a little me, and I don't know. Somebody clearly, like, I probably laid down, they traced it. It was in a pile of things on like a little bit of a... like a credenza joint situation, and it was hanging off, and the arm was hanging off, and we keep our wine under there. So Megan went to go look through the wine, and all of a sudden I hear,
nope.
All of a sudden I hear, shh, and I look over, I was like, she literally just ripped it off. Like, I'm just like
legit?
Like legit just ripped it off. It's currently taped. I did the best surgery I could do. I was like, this thing has literally survived. It's the 80s, the 90s, probably like 100 moves. It's 2020, and it took Megan Rapinoe just like ripping it. Who don't? Well, like even well, no matter what was hanging.
I wasn't thinking.
Not just an artifact. It could have been anything. Why do you? What's like the rip?
I was on a series of very stressful conference calls.
The go-to.
I was listening to my podcast.
That doesn't excuse ripping.
It was a major problem. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I just ripped off a bird family heirloom.
Very upsetting. And
very exciting.
It is a nice little segue, though.
I was like, fuck.
It is a nice little segue to... What are you laughing at? Yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. It's a nice little segue to Niece Cuteness.
Oh, Niece Cuteness. They've been lit this week.
Yeah. So this one is from Zoe.
Lit this week.
And it's, I love you, Aunt Sue. You are the best. Mm-hmm. On the back. Mm-hmm. It's hard to read sometimes. On the back, I made you something you will never forget. And she's probably right. I probably won't. And this...
No, because we're not going to throw it away.
So this one, I don't know if it got saved in here. It's a video of my other niece's note.
Careful as you get to scrolling.
Oh, you're fine. And here we go. It's a song. Peace and love. They knew it was 70s, right?
Yeah, they,
oh, the flip of the page gets me every time. It's
yo,
unreal.
Yo, he. Yo, yo, he. Alex, yo, yo, Alex.
I'm dead, I can't do that.
Yo, yo, Zoe.
Hey. Nailed it.
It's an
nailed
incredible
it
piece of compilation.
I mean, nailed it.
Our little musical
and she gave
genius
me the, this is the sheet, and it's literally got the yo-yos,
Alex,
and the hee-hees, and then the Alex,
and the hoo-hoos, and the ha-has, and the
and
Alex
she had to flip
Alex
to make sure she, you know,
they're so cute.
Didn't miss a beat.
They're gonna get a lot of almond milk this week.
A lot. That musical performance was almost as good as Ludacris and Nelly about 2 minutes ago.
That was good.
It
and
was good. It took him a second.
Well,
man, I wonder what that is.
The rain, yeah.
Listen, I feel
apparently
the pain.
The
like
rain.
Yeah, apparently St. Louis rain was really just messing
up. We'll have
up
to check up on the weather
the Wi-Fi
on that.
Skeptical. Mm-hmm. Luda was patient, though. I'll give him credit.
Yeah, he was chilling.
He was good.
Yeah.
And they're both... I think in that scenario, I'm actually a big fan of both. In that scenario, I think Luda's just going to get the Instagram Live crowd going a little bit more. But Nelly's got some jams.
Luda!
What's your favorite songs by him? Do you have any?
I don't know why you're going to put me on the spot like this.
Because it's funny.
Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Nelly?
Yeah.
Love that one.
It's just, I think it's,
Ludacris. In a 50 yard line by the Dirty Bears kick 3. And if you like it in the club, you can do it in the DJ booth. Throw in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream chairs on top. Don't stop. Something like that.
Like the phone up. Yeah. Like the phone up.
I mean, fire. It's like, there's so many songs that I
that's
do
the last
know.
One
I just don't
that's
know
one.
That
yeah,
I
what's
know
your fantasy? That's the one.
Yeah.
Fantasy. Yeah. Anyways, exactly. That was epic.
So good.
I can't wait to see more.
It was a big night. That was on.
Yeah. The graduation.
Thank you. So I was a little stiff and like I just kept my hands like right here.
Yeah.
So I kind of like
queen's awkward though. So
loosened up a little bit. But it's totally fine.
No, it was cool.
So that was great. Well, I mean, to hear, to see, to feel President Obama on the screen was just comforting. I don't know how everyone else felt, but I was just like, whatever you're saying, which always is something like good. And he just gave us the wisdom and gave us a good word, and just to like hear him speak and like, you know, make us feel like everything's gonna be okay was just really great. I was like, can you come back? But are you coming back?
Yeah, I think it's time. I mean, everybody, listen, we've just been like,
everyone's like, shut the fuck up, get your haircut.
Yeah, everyone's
okay,
like, let's
we're
go.
We're coming. We're gonna find
Rihanna.
Her.
Is it working? Hello.
Yeah,
no echo.
How is your quarantine?
How's QT going?
I love it. You know what? This is all we can do. We don't have any other options, so why the fuck stress? You have to stay at home. Stay at fucking home. Get some tie-dye kits. Get some games. FaceTime your friends. Drink a lot of alcohol. Lay out in the sun. Get some vitamin C. Play some music. Get a DJ at your house. I mean, some people just do that.
And who is he? Is that just like a good friend of yours?
DJ? It's like one of my best friends, literally. And my birthday, we did a drive-by parade. And so he bought his stuff to play for the drive-by parade.
Parade.
And then he automatically on his channel plays Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. And his stuff was already here on Sunday. I'm like, why don't you just play here Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday? So we've just been doing it here the whole time. Nice. Same for us.
Yeah, same for us.
It's like, this is the only
thing. Are good. This is the only thing you do is just talk to 6,000 people every Saturday. What are your goals with this show? Are you planning on taking it to daytime television? What's happening?
Probably nighttime.
Well, I guess we need to start fucking cutting your hair because I don't want to run out of time. Cool. I know your lives like to go for 4 hours, but unfortunately, I have a live at 8.
Let's jump in. We only have an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
Hour and 20 minutes, Sue. That's like almost like a real-time haircut for professionals.
Yeah. Just be right back.
No pressure.
Put my cape on.
Okay, go get your cape. Oh, shit.
Right. Okay.
And you got your products, your incoming products. I love you so much.
Shout out.
For everyone out there watching, this is my hair treatment line called In Common. With me and my business partner, Nikki.
What? Not sponsored by this.
No, not sponsored.
This shit is like, keeps my hair alive. I don't even like use anything in it. Keeps it healthy, keeps it right, keeps it texturized, keeps it moisturized. Magic mist, people. Come on, man.
Vitamins for your hair, baby. Y'all want it. Magic mist. Oh my God, look at that cape, babe. You have to come look. Come over here come look. Whoa. This is so good. I'm dead right now. I'm dead.
Let's fucking go. Okay. We need a bowl of water.
So this is the first time for me, everyone out there. I've never actually talked my way through a haircut, especially on a legendary, iconic haircut over here. We're about to make a new legendary, iconic haircut here called Bald. I'm just kidding. It's going to be fabulous. Okay. So step one, you have a comb.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, I want you to take that comb and section out the whole top of the head.
Probably should
have. Oh my God, look at my grays. I'm putting that on national television all the way here. And then you're going to clip that all away. So basically, this is all the hair you're going to save for last. So, Sue, if you think about it, the more hair you keep in, the better to save for last. You know what I mean? If we need to cut more off, we can.
We can always cut
cut more. We can't add it back on. Yes. That's how I feel about my clients, too, when they sit in my chair, especially the one that you're working on.
Never talk again.
Just kidding. Okay, yeah. Can you turn around for me? The back?
Low enough?
The back. Remember, we can go back and take more off later. Or you want to put those up? I think I'll be too bulbous.
We need more here, right?
Take a little bit up, yeah, and then just clip that up. You don't need to take out the hair tie. You can just clip it right there.
Do you want to cut your own hair? If I could, I might. Maybe.
I just need to see the back. I need to see how far. Just turn around. Okay. Let's scoop a little bit more, Sue, and clip that in. Just scoop maybe an inch or half an inch more up in there. Better be safe than sorry, because everything clipped up is not going to be touched right now. Oh my God, just noticed you're wearing a Simpsons shirt. That's fucking amazing.
I know.
Wow. That's awesome.
Did I maybe get my other drink?
Megan, maybe you should take a shot real quick before we get started. Okay, that's good. That's better. Much better. It doesn't have to be too perfect of a line. No worries. Get out the clippers.
I feel good about that.
Feels good? Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's grab our clippers. Yay. Let's grab our clippers. You want to tell everyone where you got your clippers from in case they want to get some themselves?
But these old bad boys, these walls at CVS. It's
CVS, baby, for the win.
Precision wall.
So I want you to start. Let's start with the four clip. Put a four clip on.
Four.
Yep. And you're going to go from the back. Oh, yeah. The front to the back. Front to the back. Teeth first and then snap. Teeth first. Yep. And then snap. Sorry.
Oh.
There you go.
Boom.
Perfect. Okay, and that little lever right there? Yeah, that little lever on the side?
Yeah.
So you can see how one of it brings it higher and one of it brings it tighter. So on the gear of safety, let's just bring it higher so we can always take down more better.
All the way up.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right,
go.
So let's turn Megan to the side so we can show everyone at home this, the flippies.
Like
Mm-hmm. When you're going to start the center, and when you do it, you're going to kind of go up. Don't go into her head, okay? You're going to just kind of guide out. Like the whole thing, you're going to kind of guide out. So you're automatically creating a little fade. Yep. Okay. But you want to go up high enough so you do get that hair up top.
Do I have to start a certain place? Or just
start at the nape of her neck in the center, nice and slow, glide it all the way up, and then angle out.
Yes.
Show us the hair. We want to see it in the camera. Yes. Wow, that's a lot of hair.
This is the first time Rihanna has gotten something from the kitchen. Oh,
yeah. Sue, can you look at me real quick? So, you know the heel, the butt of the thing? Like, push that all the way up versus, like coasting it like this. You want to, like, push. Yes, the heel of that. Perfect. God, this is really hard to talk through.
This is such a bad idea, someone said. This is great. This is great. Yeah, your hair grows like a weed. It'll be like this in fucking 2 months. How long have you been in quarantine? 2 months. We'll be right back at it.
Can't be worse than that Trump do.
And then you push the ear to the side like so.
Yep. You can ask your client to hold her ear down as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Client, can you hold your ear down?
Yeah.
I'll get your side.
You guys, this is so old.
Sue, I'm very impressed. I think you're doing a great job.
Sue, are you left-handed?
Yeah. This is less. No, I'm righty. It's righty.
I think it's righty, before. I think you might be ambidextrous.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, maybe it's flipped. That's right. It's flipped. Never mind. Look at that little bob happening that's about to go bye-bye. Good job, Sue. I saw that.
Crushing it.
Good job.
Thank you.
Someone just wrote in, this is wild. Buzzing Megan's hair.
Butt down, nice and slow. Go over the same spot a couple times if you need to.
There
you go.
Is this a four? I'm not sure.
Whoops.
Whoops. What do you mean, whoops? What was it, whoops?
I'll only whoops in the back from now on.
God, what does a whoops mean?
So look at me real quick, Sue. With the baby hairs, go in that direction. Get them off. Yep. There you go.
Look at all this around my ear.
Look at that. Look at you. You look so skinny already. Look at that.
Yes, I know my cheekbones have not been getting their rightful due.
Now they're back. They're finally back. Sue, look at that. Concentration base.
Right? <She's> sweating.
Baby is killing it.
Sue, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is
Rihanna
good.
Asked me to color her hair purple the other day. Let me tell you, that was a lot of pressure. And I was
a lot of pressure.
She kept saying, you're so slow. And I'm like, oh, I'm only doing the top hairstyle.
Yeah. She said, you're so slow.
Sorry. Right,
purple. Her first time ever doing a random color.
Yeah,
I was very stressed.
Okay.
So I understand, I'm proud of you.
It's not even, but
what do you mean it's not even?
Well, like,
that's okay. We've got most. Yeah, that we're going to go back with a smaller clip now. So now go and get your three clip. So when instead of going like out.
With the four?
And instead of going in, you just want to go up. Does that
make
sense?
With the four?
With the four, yeah, not the three yet. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
With the four. Oh.
Oh.
No clips were hard.
Oh, my God, that's too good.
Like that?
Yes. And you remember, use that butt to just go straight up, but not in.
It's really all about the butt here.
Yes, yes, yes. Are they coming off, the little guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Use that butt. There you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel better already. I don't know how it looks.
I bet you do. I know.
I feel so much better.
I know.
Yes.
There's like
look at it. Look at those cheekbones. Look at that. The structure is already out. Beauty.
What are we doing?
Take the three clip. So now, instead of going all the way to the top, Sue, you're kind of going to take, you know, that bone right here, the occipital bone. So now I want you to take it and kind of go like this. Okay? Okay?
Yep.
And we're not going to go all the way up to the top.
What about on this side? How high?
That, I would love for you to get that too. It's a little difficult, but I think you could do it. Guard three. From four to three. Here we go.
Like that?
Yeah. Yep.
Up and down.
Yeah, right. But kind of like.
I'm not being funny. Like that.
Yep, with the butt. Yes.
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 Wow,
wow, so fast.
Yes,
so
baby. Feel that. That.
There you go.
Hand-eye coordination. Woo woo. Butt.
The butt. Can you get that butt in there? Because that's where the. Yeah. There you go. And do your client a favor and blow on her neck to get all the itchy hair off. There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Okay, this is not too shabby.
All right.
Yeah, we're doing okay. Those sides. Before we get to the top, why don't we go ahead and clean up the sides since everything's already clipped up out of the way. So go ahead and grab your scissors.
Yep.
Okay.
Careful my ears.
And just as you would expect, you would literally just cut.
Okay.
Over.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering how you get those. I'm not gonna
cut. Yeah. It's like you're drawing a line. Yeah. Yep. That looks good. Yes, now you're using the air. Good job. There you go. And then fold that ear down and get all those little stray hairs. If you want, Sue, you can actually grab the comb and you can like push it there and then hold it in place. You know what I mean? Like cut.
Yeah.
Show her again.
Yeah, there you go. And then you can use the comb to hold the hair in place.
Get
Sue,
it.
Sue. Instead of going like this, like a man, you're going to go up like this, soft, soft. Softly, yeah.
Hear me softly whether you fall. Perfect. Okay, this side.
Perfect. Now the other side.
So that's good enough?
Let me see. Why is it blurry for me? Hold on, let me look. It's a little blurry. It's a little, you know her ears? Put them back up. Boom, we can't see shit. Perfect.
Can't see it.
Yes, perfect. Looks
can't
great.
See it.
This one has a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, go back.
This one has a lot.
I messed up on that last time, so I'm going to start up here.
That's okay, baby.
You're doing great. It's okay?
You're doing great.
Sue, try to use just the tip. Everyone's favorite game. Just the tip of the scissor, not like the whole thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. A little nip. There we go. Just like that. Slow and steady wins the race. Yep, nip. Perfect. And remember the upward cut?
Yep.
Upward cut.
Good job. Yep. You're killing it.
Yes. I think we can move on to the top. What do we think? Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. How about everybody takes a little sip, especially
Sue. Like it?
Take a sip. Yep. It's so actually interesting, even just like the way you feel inside. Like, I think that's like one of my favorite things about being a hairstylist is making people feel good. Like, even as simple as this, you already feel better. You feel like yourself. You feel like you again. And God damn it, I can't wait to get back to work. All right, let's drop everything down. Let's see where we're at.
I look like Jazzy when she's eating her meal.
You do. Yes. Oh, look at that. See? Sweet. Amazing. See all that extra you left out on the side? That's good for us. We can go through those. So now, this is great. This is so good. Remember, Sue, how you did this like this all the way around? Now, I want you, instead of here, I want you to go like here. Bad. And I want you to section all of that in the clip. So we're leaving out just this.
Okay,
you know, like, people can really take this tutorial and do it themselves at home. It's actually going to be helpful. So a little bit tighter than you did before. So we leave out all those hairs and we're going to work on those hairs. Yes. Yep. This is my wedding hair color, by the way, that never happened.
I know. That's what I was going to ask you before.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this.
Are you guys like,
you know what? Let me fucking tell you, next year's going to be a party. You block that shit out now. Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys were, like, right there. It was supposed to be in March, right?
Yeah. March, yep. Mid-March and COVID. It's all right, though.
Deal. Just everything's moved to the next year.
We lost a good chunk of change, especially on the flowers, because they were already bloomed and ready to go. That was a bummer. That was a hard pill to swallow. Yeah, I think it's actually going to be so much better because of the time that we all had to be at home. Everyone's going to be excited to go out, you know, and everyone knows they were supposed to be there. It's just going to be a really good time. I know some brides, they ended up getting married on Zoom, which is cool. Not for me.
Yeah.
Where do we get this Simpsons tie-dye?
I know.
Urban Outfitters.
No way. Okay, that's awesome. Good to know. That's awesome.
Filling it right up.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so now we have that extra little mushroomy bowl area, right? So now, this is the fun part. I want you to pick up that carving comb that I told you to purchase.
Which side?
Okay, great question. Great question. So let's, okay, so if you look, and I'll teach everyone at home, on the side on my right.
This one?
If you see in between each one of those, it blocks it, right? Yeah. So if you're using that, you're going to create texture by cutting every other piece, right? Chunks yeah. of piece. And the other side is just straight everything. So everything you cut will be cut. They won't leave out any. So why don't we start? You can always cut more. So we're going to start on the right side. Yes. Nice. Good job. So this is going to be a little tricky. You're not just going to comb like a comb, okay? You're gonna hold, I think it's gonna be easiest for you to hold that flap of hair, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you're gonna take your carving comb. Uh-huh. Can you see me?
Yeah.
And you're gonna go down and cut like so. Not like mm-hmm. a comb. So you're not gonna like use it like, you're gonna use it like this. But I want you to use the tip of it.
Just the tip. Just the tip again.
No angle, because the more you angle, the more hair it comes off.
Cut. Okay. But how close to her scalp do I
start? Let's do like at least like an inch and a half away from her scalp. So you're kind of okay. just getting that like wool out. Yeah, start there. Oh gosh, go so fast. Wow, go slow. Okay. Go one, two, all the way down to the tip, the end of the hair.
How do you hold it? I cut yep. under it like that?
No. Go above it. So hold the top hair taut.
Okay.
And then take the thing. And then go down.
Like here.
Down.
I may have met my match.
There you go. How do you move that in more? Okay.
More of a swipe than a chop.
Yes.
Yeah.
A swipe than a chop.
Than a karate chop.
Like that?
Yeah. Okay. So wait, hold on. The only reason why I'm saying hold on, sorry, is if you go all of it straight across, like a lot's going to come down. So if you go at an angle, you're gonna have more of like a
piece. Just play around with it, she says.
Yes.
There you go. You can actually go a little higher. Take out some of that.
Here we go. Now we're cooking.
Okay, so now that you got the motion that, go ahead and switch to the other side. You're gonna take out more hair. The other side of the blade. Sorry. Go back. The other side of the blade. So remember the side that's gonna take off more hair?
Yep. Now what?
Now, same thing that you're doing, but the other side of the blade. So it's going to take out more hair. There you go.
Then move back on that.
Yep.
Can we get some back. Claps in the comments, please?
Yes.
This is very difficult.
Oh, claps. She's doing great. That's exactly it, babe.
That's exactly it.
Took a minute. I think.
There you go. And you're going to go all the way around.
Feeling a little aggressive, I think she's getting confident. Okay.
I think she's getting confident.
I'm not into this.
This is going to be good.
Yes.
See that? So both sides, you can see that side is nice and skinny, and the other side's big and poofy. You're doing the right thing. See that?
Yeah.
That looks good. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Not too short back there.
It's not short. Yeah, not
make
too
it
short.
Go a little it's bit good. Like that.
It's not short.
Okay.
It's literally the long
She's part. Right. Okay. She has a cowlick back there, so it'll stand straight up. So,
yeah.
Yeah, leave it
Or do up. We want to do that?
I know. Can you not?
You know what, Morgan? That's enough.
This is great. This is, you're killing it.
Very fast and loose over here.
I'm on the guarded.
Okay, she's on the guarded.
Fast and loose.
Very fast and loose.
She's getting more confident.
Yeah, she is. There you go. Now grab that long piece, twist it, and then just cut it off.
Ooh. Oh my God, that was a really aggressive one.
Wow, that's great though. She did that.
Hell yeah.
She did it.
Wow. Holy shit.
I took the camera away from the hair. You guys didn't see it or feel it, but she just went, whooshka. Whooshka.
Good. She's got the, she's like got it, that with the sound effects.
There's some really kind of twist back here too.
Yep. Yes, exactly. For those long pieces.
It, twist and go. These two, but these are, you got to get in there too.
I know, but these go like that.
No, they need to be cut. They'd be too long. Yep. Make sure you twist.
Yeah, twist will we'll give it a softer, PC feel. If you go straight on it, it'll give it more blunt and choppy feel for everyone out there. Trying this at home.
I was about to say, well, we're
trying this at home.
Great. Sounds like blunt and choppy's on the menu.
Next trend.
Are you looking for the blunt and choppy? I gotcha.
There's this one spot right here.
That's fine.
You don't see it.
That's fine.
Let me see. Oh no.
Get more over here. This is.
Oh no. She said, that's oh, no. So bad. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Good job.
Yes.
I actually appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Like this, so I feel like it gets longer, like all over here, so you can get do the twisty.
So do there. What you were doing, Sue, and grab the whole thing, and then just cut that off.
This
that
whole side. Thing.
Yeah, but don't. Yeah, like an inch. Off.
Okay, an inch.
Go like.
And is it supposed to be straight across?
No, no, no! Don't be straight across. Be PC and cool.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the comments just said Sue is an ocean full of talents.
Wow.
Yes,
she really
yes,
is.
That
is
beautiful.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Hold it so that she can see. So can you see that and twist here and chop that?
Mm-hmm.
Ow! Ow!
Sorry.
Ow! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh, sorry, oh my god! That was a hacksaw back there.
That was a hatchet.
Swipe, not glide. Chop, member. Swipe and glide.
Swipe, thank not you. Chop. Mm-hmm. Kind of, it's same thing. Using the butt. Same as the cover. Yeah.
Are you twisting?
So,
yeah, I twisted.
Use
okay.
The butt. Okay, Rihanna. Jesus.
I mean, it's like I don't know, so I don't want to touch it.
Jack the Ripper.
It just feels a little longer on this side.
Okay.
Than on that side, that's yeah. Right.
Okay, you got this, Sue. Use the every other tooth. Yep. Uh-huh. And then get in there. Yep. Like, yep, exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
There we go.
Fire.
There we go.
Ocean of talents.
Ocean of talents. Give it a feel.
Okay. There we go. Good. Okay.
Good.
Okay. This is good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Can we get some applause?
Yeah, get some clack.
Yeah, I think that's pretty even.
We'll go back.
See how Mamma's didn't curl it, baby. This is you.
This is me. Dang it. The curl is all my own. Yeah, I think it's probably
yes,
about even.
That curl, your mom did not get the curl in her now. That was all your natural. Sue was absolutely correct. All right, Sue, you need a sip.
Yep. Yeah, we do.
Oh, my dad's on here. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, like, we got some claps.
Haircut too.
Yeah, lots of claps. Thank you.
Okay. Take pebbles out. Bam, bam.
You're done. I mean, I like this look, though. I'm not going to lie to that look.
Run it through. Okay, this is good. Do you feel like you want length off the top or just thickness? I want to say thickness.
Yeah, let's just do some thickness off the top. Keep some length.
Keep the length. Okay. So I want you to get the scissors with the teeth.
Scissors with the teeth.
What?
Oh, we don't have teeth scissors.
We only have these.
I wish we had those shearing.
Didn't get those?
We couldn't get them. They didn't have the teeth. Yes.
They're coming
like later in the week.
Shit.
Those are the most important. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I know Joe is talking.
I know.
These are the fucking ones. Okay,
that's okay. We got this. So,
shave it. Just kidding. No.
I think we're going to use the carving comb again. Okay, so what I want you to do right now is put your hair off to one side like you would kind of wear it. Just like where would it all lay? Show me where that would lay.
Coming back.
Okay,
to me.
So you're gonna go off of that how she would wear it like that, Sue, and you're gonna use the every other. And I want you to draw lines on her scalp like this. On her scalp down all the way. On her scalp down all the way. But I want you to start about an inch away from her scalp, and that's gonna chip out some hair and it's gonna get rid of the poofiness. Okay? We got this. Ready? And 5, 6, 7, 8. Just kidding.
Yeah, there we go. Let's just do it from there.
Do what you want.
Yeah, well, it's not done how I want it to be, but it's dried, so just do it from here. That's fine.
Yeah. Just to get out that bulkiness, basically what we're doing.
So, like, in here, boom?
Yep. Yeah. And touch her scalp and then go down. Yes. You can. I want it to cut a little bit at a time because I want. That's what these teeth would normally do for us.
Yeah,
really.
I think you might be able to just like.
Oh, okay.
Megan's doing.
Wait, are you doing it the every other teeth one? Okay. That's okay. Go. Keep doing what you're doing.
I think maybe do that a little bit, but not too much more. To be honest, because I really just got in there.
And you were doing it like almost like that. So.
Yeah. Nice. Ooh, yeah. That was good.
So now flip your other way. Let's do that first. Yep. And where it would lay, lay it where it would lay. If those pieces would come down, let them go down.
Okay.
Yep.
About there, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good job. I like the body movement. That was great. That's really, really good. Bend those knees. Bend those knees.
Yeah, it's a full body experience over here. It really is. This is a full frontal.
Yes, that looks good.
Yeah, move the body with it. That's good.
Yes.
Like
yeah. Body get movement. Those
knees. Yes.
She just goes for it.
Yes.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. She just.
Yeah. Really,
she's an athlete. Get it, girl.
Now you're scaring me.
Is that too much? So good.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Up here?
How does it feel? Hold on, let's see.
There you go.
Wherever the mushroom is, that's where you want to comb it out.
Sorry, I feel like I'm trying to guide you where to go.
It's like my shoulder's also cramping.
Keep it long. Do we need to trim the top a little?
Should we just try? Let's just
trim a little bit, because since you've got a full haircut, you might as well keep those ends healthy. It's always important to get it healthy. So I think it's going to be easiest if you take the top section. Okay.
So you're taking the middle section and taking this, and then you want it to be like straight up, like not any types of angle.
What?
So you want it
might
to be
a lot of hair for her to hold. So
straight up like this,
yep,
and then
yep.
You cut
yeah,
like
that. I got it.
Yes. Good job.
But don't do it back yeah, like yeah. that. Like make sure it's yeah.
Right. And then I go like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like you to cut inward instead of straight across. Don't cut straight across. I would like to cut inward. There you go. There you go. That looks beautiful. Yep. That's what you want to do. And take your time. You don't got to rush it. Just poo.
How many, like, up here, how much?
Maybe, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow. She just goes
careful
for it.
Careful your
wow.
fingers, though, Sue. This part's dangerous, too. Yeah. Careful the fingers.
That was great. Now go to the back of the head, that same section. Now the back.
But just, like, go two.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is great.
Look at our wrists.
So you want to keep doing that. And just remember the shape that you're going for when you're cutting is in this direction.
That direction. Okay, and then I grab this hair back here now?
Yep, now grab that hair back there. Perfect. And that guy, flip the wrist. Flip it.
What? Like that.
Yes, that's like that. There we go.
Oh, my shoulder. Okay.
And just comb it perfectly. Nice. Yep. Back. Flip the wrist. Back. Keep like this.
Around.
Yes. Yes.
More. Yes.
And then I think we give Megan the scissors and let her give it a fucking go.
I am so impressed.
This is great. One more on the other side. That's how I am too. Fucking all over the place.
Yeah. Boom. Hey, wear a neck brace when I head in.
Yeah, I just don't know why your elbow is up to the sky.
I think you just come to this side, babe. Come to stay on the same side.
You can stand in front of her. You can stand in front of her.
Stand in front. Yeah.
The little hairs keep falling out.
Right? Oh yeah, don't worry about the little guys.
Okay. How's that feel? Grab some magic mist and throw it in.
Boom. Yeah, get all the magic mist in there. This one. Black one.
Yep.
Boom.
Smells so good.
Perfect. And now get your hands all in there. Yes.
Yes. There we go.
Hair by Rhea and Sue.
Woo!
You guys, I have it for real haircut.
Oh my God, look at you.
It looks great.
You crushed it.
Sue.
Yes.
Get more?
Boom.
Who's next?
Everybody loves it.
This is great.
Wow.
Yep. You pulled that forward. Oh, I'm so
proud
of you.
Guys, oh my gosh.
So good.
Take it off. Yes, I love it.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, that was great. I think everybody will know how to do this at home now.
I know. Great. Now you get the full on.
That?
Oh, wow. Look at that. It's black.
Okay, let us put you through this rapid fire.
Yeah, let us do it.
This is our favorite part.
Okay, first of all, thank you so much.
Oh my God, of course. I was going to say this might be the easiest live you ever done because you didn't prepare for anything, but you did prepare something. You have a rapid fire.
Of course. Sue is nothing if not prepared.
Okay.
Everybody loves it. Everyone's so impressed. I'm reading these comments right now on Morgan's phone. So after this, guys, I have another live that I have to do at 8 o'clock in common.
In common. 12 minutes.
Yes. Yes. We'll 12 minutes. You guys got to meet me over there if you want to chat it up.
Yes.
And I'm two cocktails in. I'm about to be two more.
Yeah.
That's just how it
okay.
goes.
Okay. Speaking of cocktails.
Speaking of cocktails.
What's your go-to quarantini?
Don Julio Sintenta with the lime juice and the LaCroix. But the best part, a dash of tahini.
Ooh.
That's the magic. That's the magic.
Like always that. Have the shit. So you're always next level. Guys are always next level. You just make shit so much better. Okay.
I'll ship you some tahini because it's just a necessity. Necessity.
All right. Who's handling quarantine better, you or Morgan?
Me. No, both of us. What do you think, Morgan?
Yeah, I mean, we're enjoying quarantine.
Yeah,
we
love it.
Yeah.
This is like a dream come true.
Yeah. I mean, we're also like we try to be positive people. So I think for us, it's like silver linings and things like that.
Totally.
Obviously, nobody wants this, but you know, trying to just
here we
roll
are.
With the punches. Just got to roll with the punches.
Okay. So what shows have you been binge watching?
Oh, what's that one we watched the whole time? Mindy Kaling's new one, the high school one.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was really good. Do you know what I'm talking about? Someone will know.
So, which Schitt's Creek character do you most identify with?
Oh, God, that's so good.
I mean, Moira, is like
Moira
my
has to
animal.
Be like our spirit animal, yeah. Like literally.
Like, I don't know if I can identify as her, but like, I want to be her.
I love Moira. Okay, what's something that you can't wait for after quarantine's over?
To hang out with you guys in real life.
To hug our friends, yeah. I'm a hugger.
To just
and that has been a struggle.
Have a big fucking rager Sunday Funday with the same DJ with not just two people dancing.
I mean, we're lucky we have a really great pod.
Yeah, we do. We have
but still, like, we love a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's something you hope stays the same?
Never going back to work. Just kidding.
Kidding. Same. I think being, like, frivolous. Like, I don't know. Like, just, like, kind of purging and not, like, just getting things that we don't really need. You know?
Good one.
Like, we've spent so much less. We're, like,
we
so much happier
a
with
lot
less.
Of less.
Like, it's just,
money.
Like...
Credit card bills are way
down.
Down.
Right? Wow. I know. Like, ooh, I didn't know I was spending that much. Okay. Probably all on sushi. Let's keep it real. It's all on sushi.
Mm-hmm. Which one of your clients would you pick to play you in a movie?
Steven Tyler.
Good one. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad did you think I was going to fuck this up?
Actually.
I don't know. We were pretty stoked for you, on you.
Yeah. I'll give you. I thought, you know, I have pretty good coaching skills, so I'm just going to say a 10.
You're like,
you weren't going to mess it up.
You're a phenomenal coach. Favorite rock song?
Favorite rock song? Dude, like a 70s rock, like back in the days rock? No,
whatever.
Any. I mean,
favorite song.
I'm going to have to say, and people probably don't know this, but Friendly Fires, Silhouette is so good. Friendly Fires is my jam. They're kind of a new age rock, but check out Friendly Fires. Nobody knows about them. They're my fucking
next
jam.
To actually give them some pub. I was going to say, if you could only see one band in concert for the rest of your life, who would it
be? Ooh. Ooh. I have two. I can only have two.
Okay.
Friendly Fires and Drama.
Yep.
Okay.
Friendly Fires and Drama.
If you could play a sport, what would it be?
Ooh. Yeah. Football.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. If you had to choose.
What position? Might...
if really you had to choose between going to a salmon rolls game or going to a U.S. national team game.
I would also go to U.S. national team.
You love the salmon rolls.
You do love the fucking.
I do love the salmon
love
rolls.
The salmon rolls. I love the salmon rolls.
I mean, she manages the salmon rolls.
I know.
The salmon rolls is Morgan's soccer team, like, what is it called? Recreation soccer team that I named Salmon Rolls. My first ever soccer game I went to, Megan, you invited me to. It was my first ever soccer game, boys and girls. Never been a soccer game.
You're a new soccer fan.
You are.
New soccer fans, and I love them. Go team.
Have to pick one. A bad cut or a bad color?
Ooh.
Ooh.
A bad cut can always be fixed. A bad color, your hair might be fried, fucked up.
You need crystal cashmere by Incommon. If you guys don't know what that is, it is a fucking amazing treatment that will take anyone's hair that is fucked up and magically make it into amazing again.
Okay, you have to one hairstyle for a year. Is it 90s Jennifer Aniston or 90s Britney Spears?
90s Britney Spears.
All right, so we play a version of like F, Mary, Chill, but we call it Netflix and Chill, Wife or Ghost. Okay.
Wife. So Netflix and Chill. Oh, yeah, I saw Denise going over. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Should I leave for this part?
So you can 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes. All right.
3 minutes. No, Ruby Rose. No, we're fine. We could be a little late. It's fine. Don't worry.
Okay. Ruby Rose, Nina, or Steven Tyler?
Oh, my God. Whoa. Netflix and Chill, what?
Wife and Ghost.
It's tough. We don't go easy.
This is bad. I think wife, Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Seems right.
And shit. I can't. You can't make me ghost. I'm going to Netflix and Chill both Nina and Ruby. I can't ghost them. That's
fair. Okay.
We'll let How do you it. Ghost either friends?
Hey, yeah, they're all
okay,
awesome.
Okay, so this one we made up just for you.
Yeah, this is okay. Special Rihanna edition.
Okay. So it's wear it, style it, or cut it. And your options like are
this is Joe Exotic,
Dennis Rodman, or Miley Cyrus. You got to wear one, you can style one, and the other one, you're shaving off.
Okay, wear one, style one, shave it off.
Joe Exotic, Dennis Rodman, and we have examples for you here, or Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yes. Oh, that one. Oh, shit.
These specifics.
Okay, and I have to wear it, right? I have to wear it?
You have to wear it.
Got to wear one.
Okay, I'm going to wear Dennis Rodman.
Ooh. Fire.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to style Joe Exotic.
Yep.
I know. I could actually make that look really
you
cool.
You can make that work.
And Miley's so beautiful, she could just rock a shaved head, and that'll be perfect.
Word. Boom. Great answer.
You killed that.
All right, so you watch our show, so you know. What's your karaoke song?
Drive off into the sunset.
Oh, I got to sing it?
No, you just got to pick one.
We'll just like.
Oh, I know. I'll my karaoke happens. Song.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. All the words. Every single one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know me?
I mean, and you know what you got to do then.
Oh. Wait, how did you know? Who pulled up this fast?
Sue is so technologically crazy. It's wild. It's Spotify.
You got to get to the
chorus. Okay, you're going. Hit me up when you're ready. I'm coming on.
Yay! Come over whenever you want. We love you guys.
Starting now. Hit me up on the side. I'll come on.
Love you guys.
Thank you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Another one bites dust.
Bah. We made it. You guys.
Megan's got a fresh cut.
You guys.
What does everyone think of my cut? Sue did good. Is there like, do I have like a gallon?
You were.
I was no. so annoyed.
You were so, no, you were nervous. All
I
of
was
a sudden,
nervous.
It became known. You were bopping around this week like, oh, you know. This was Megan's line, by
Whatever.
The way. All week, all I heard was, aim for the gold. And worst cases. You get a bronze. I know, but that's what you're saying the whole week. We gotta get we're like mofeeing right now. It's kind of awkward. Anyways, so what do you guys think? It's fresh. Fresh. Yes. Yes. Thank you guys. There's so much hair on the floor. I'm really actually nervous about this. But I was sweating. Your girl was sweating. Bad. Hair had to go up. It's still sweaty back there. It's also very hot in here, but Liz, I have a tripod, but they don't really sell really good ones that hold it vertical. They all go. Anyways, I'm like, what else do we have left? We do have our memes of the week, which I'm excited for this week. This is the sober I've been on this show. So there's that.
I know, but if you have to stay focused.
I know, it's one of those, even though I have been like drinking a little bit, it's like.
You have to stay focused. You want that blood on your hands?
I feel like I want to like fix your hair a little bit.
You want to what?
I feel like there's like some strays I want to get.
For me?
Yeah. No, it looks good. You like it? Are you happy with your hair?
I just want to know.
I haven't taken a detailed look, but hair? Honestly, like, this should look good. This looks really good.
Rihanna made it so easy.
I mean, really good.
Yeah. Androids rock.
I think I got my length on
the
top.
Oh, yeah. We were going to do Q&A. Do you guys want... All right, let's
here.
Take...
My cheekbones is nice.
Yeah, you do look... You're, like, 30 pounds lighter. It's all on the floor and your neck.
What?
Your hair. Because I cut your hair.
Oh.
So you're...
Which is like, did I look fat with my hair?
No. Oh, Lord. All right, you guys want memes or should we do a little Q&A? Nipples, who needs to catch up? That's not going to work. Just don't even try it.
I really want
just
to.
Just do it in that sink.
She said this isn't going to work.
We saw what happened last time we tried to pour drinks.
Oh, my God, it worked.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You fucking farted right when we started. It was like a vomit. And you farted right when we started. It smells so bad. And I just had to take it. Because we were on. I just had to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shame.
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 Shame. Shame.
Oh, so bad. All right. Q&A.
Wow. I just, that came out of nowhere.
All right. Let's read it out in the Q&A. Somebody wrote, buck the fuck up and fight me, bitches.
What?
Yeah.
Bring it. Bring it.
All right, you want to do the first date story? Boom. Technology.
What is the first date?
Oh, well, we went to Betty. Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that's the first date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that, yeah.
So, the short of it is we had been texting for a while.
Yeah.
But Megan was in a relationship.
Not that long.
No, not that long. Megan got out of a relationship. We were texting. But still, we didn't really, like, see each other for
a bit of time. I was like, I need some time.
Yeah, she needs to, like, figure her stuff out. Like, I need to totally understand. Well, so then, and plus, our seasons were still in season, if memory serves. Yeah, we were still in season. So she had away games. I was out of town, blah, blah, blah. So then finally, when we were back in Seattle, our first, like, official date was we went to the restaurant.
Yeah, we were trying to keep it, like, a little low-key.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, local joint, Betty, around the corner.
Which is, like,
up on Queen Anne.
So, yeah. That was our first.
Who kissed who first?
Went in for the kill.
I was like...
If I had to describe it in one word, it would be... I was like, dang.
I mean, look at this face.
Okay. Maybe with the hair of them.
Put it in there. Put your face in there.
Okay.
That's why I couldn't resist.
Yeah, so these questions are all for Rihanna, which is totally fine.
Yeah, we sort of messed up on that.
How many of Megan's games have I seen? Like, all the ones I could.
A bunch.
Yeah, a lot. I mean,
your
hair
all the time.
Kind of great. Thank you, Rihanna. Babe. Rihanna hooked it.
You fucking killed it, babe. You were right in there, taking direction, not
to
listening to me.
No, you were very much nervous at the start. Will you admit that?
Well, I also, like,
wanted
to do it.
To fix when we get off.
Yeah.
They're very easy. I could probably do it right now.
Well, also, like, I have had
someone's
hair cut a lot. Like, you know, like,
there's just little baby guys. Can I get that with that razor thing?
Yeah, Ree was great. Shout out to my guys in Seattle.
What's the favorite trip you've taken?
Pineapple on pizza, yes. Favorite trip? That first Hawaii trip was
good.
One of my favorites. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Hanging out with Dee for the first time, meeting Marie for the first time. Unfortunately, Mike couldn't be there.
Here we go, peeps. Memes of the week! And then we gotta do our outro and we're out.
Yeah.
So tell her we need like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All of us right now. What day is it? Is it Monday? I can't see, actually. Is it Tuesday? Is it 1982? Is it March 85th? No, it's Saturday, and you know it's Saturday. Because you're here.
A touch more.
I do like that one, though.
So good.
This is a classic.
People driving alone.
This is actually from last week, but yeah, I see people driving alone in their car wearing a mask, wondering if they wear, if they lay in bed alone with a condom. I get that. I feel that. I feel like that makes sense to me. Yeah, but then like somebody explained it to me. It's like,
put it on.
No, it's on. It's no, it's more, it's on. You go into a store, you come out, you go into your car, and now you're going to go somewhere else. The outside of the mask is theoretically like just captured all the stuff.
Oh yeah.
The inside's obviously protecting, but the outside is.
I didn't even think about it. Just
so you don't want to touch it. No, you touch everything. It's so frustrating. Okay. Ripping off your mask when you get back in the car is the new taking your bra off when you get home. 100%.
All the ladies know when you do this. Oh. And you pull it out the one side and then you pull it out the other sleeve and you're like, woo!
Girl, I'm like tempted to do it. Well, you don't.
I don't have a bra on right now. But whatever.
Whatever. That makes, we feel that.
Yeah.
This one just really spoke to me because I did watch Little House on the Prairie and, you know, I did get it. She was always excited to go into town with Pa. Thrilled. With Pa. That's hilarious.
I'm excited to go anywhere. I'm excited to go to Whole Foods.
So, like, this one's kind of funny to me because it's true. If I had known, I probably would have had all the food. And then low-key, it's like in quarantine, we've been smashing desserts.
Well, yeah. But that's not the point. Smashing. The point is, I would have gotten...
Like having ice cream delivered. I've never had ice cream delivered in my life.
It's phenomenal.
And we had ice cream delivered.
I see all those hearts going up. Everyone's like three smashing times. Desserts.
Yeah. Smashing desserts.
We need our comfort food. That's what's up.
So we ordered ice cream sandwiches the other day at a local place. Got here, all excited. Vanilla, chocolate chip cookie, rainbow sprinkles around. Took a bite. Oatmeal raisin. So when I saw this meme, I couldn't believe it when I saw this meme.
Oh, we were like,
we were shocked.
No!
I mean, went back and checked the order. We were shocked.
Yeah, it was
fun. This one is my favorite.
Oh, it's so good.
And I think it's because we can all, like, something I like to ask people is, like, can you just screenshot your Amazon cart for me? Thanks. Because I think that's, like, the funniest thing ever. I made a list of all the dumb shit that we ordered. Megan has been complaining that we have too many coffee mugs. And then yesterday, stackable mugs appeared in the mail.
So now we have four. They were fire. I got inspired by Tommy. Shout out, Tommy.
Remember that Nintendo? Remember that Nintendo I bought? I've played it twice. Megan ordered a French press.
The other one was
when we already have a French press.
The other one sucked. This one's a Bodium and it's really nice.
We got cups for cupping. Only use it like three times.
Yeah.
We do have a tripod. It only... We figured out how to do it vertical, so I guess I can take it.
We're using it now, but it's not great.
We have Tiger King masks, which are wild. You ordered a pot. You ordered a pot, and then it was like, oh, we need a bigger pot, kind of like if you were going to make, like, pasta or, like, some sort of soup. And then it was the same size pot as the pot we already have.
But the pot we have is trash.
Yeah, well, it's the same size. I got golf balls and a pitching wedge because my boy Brad
used that once.
Said I couldn't learn to do it in a month, and I've yet to take it out of the box. And then the CD player that back there.
We use that.
We do use that.
Use it.
But it's also like, did we really buy it? I was all excited too. Mounted it to the wall the whole time.
We've used that a lot. I'm actually like, that's the same one.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. And last but not least, everybody.
The shower.
This is an achievement these days.
The shower.
This is an achievement.
Yeah.
We have a video. It's for the final song.
Thanks everyone for joining.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching the shenanigans. And see you out.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long. Like a one-hour recording of a favorite song.
So I should leave my
assistant.
Put my leg down on his
sister. And in the personal columns was this letter I read. If you like pina coladas, get caught in the rain to bloom. If you're not into yoga, or if you have half a brain. If you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the cave, I'm the love that you look for, right from me and escape.
I did that myself. Side town!
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of A Touch More, the number one IG live rated show according to no one.
We'll be back next week with a brand new show.
See you next week.